Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land which Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink?" For the Jews used nothing in common with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, "If only you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him and he would have given you living water."
Give us living water.
The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the cistern and drank from it himself with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water."
Living water.
Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come back." The woman answered and said to him, "I do not have a husband." Jesus answered her, "You are right in saying, 'I do not have a husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you now have is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I can see you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth."
The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one speaking with you." At that moment, his disciples returned and were amazed that he was talking with the woman. But still no one said, "What are you looking for?" or, "Why are you talking with her?" The woman left her water jar and went into the town and said to the people, "Come see a man who told me everything I have done. Could he possibly be the Christ?" They went out from the town and came to him. Meanwhile, the disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat of which you do not know." So the disciples said to one another, "Could someone have brought him something to eat?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say, 'In 4 months the harvest will be here'? I tell you, look up and see the fields ripe for the harvest. The reaper is already receiving payment and gathering crops for eternal life, so that the sower and reaper can rejoice together. For here the saying is verified that one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the work, and you are sharing the fruits of their work."
Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him because of the word of the woman who testified, "He told me everything I have done." When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word, and they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Many of you have probably seen that commercial on TV that ends with these words, "What's in your wallet?" Well, prompted by today's gospel, I'm going to ask you this question: what's in your bucket? The Samaritan woman came to the well with an empty bucket, as maybe we do when we come here to church every Sunday. We're looking for something to put into that bucket, something that will be nourishing, something that will be refreshing, something that will keep us going for the rest of the week. Well, what happens when we come here to church with our bucket? The same thing that happened to the Samaritan woman? She was looking for water. Instead, she found the living water. Jesus gradually drew her from faith to faith in him. First, you notice she just called him "you, a Jew," when he asked her for water. And then "sir," when he said he would be giving her living water. Then "you are a prophet," when he reminded her that she had been divorced 5 times. And finally, "Can this be the Messiah?" after he told her that he was. Do we go through a journey like that when we come to church every Sunday? I think that depends on what's in our bucket. Do we come with an empty bucket? I mean, what do we expect to get here when we come to Mass each Sunday? In a sense, I don't know what you expect to get here when you come to church each Sunday. That depends on you. But what I do know is what is offered to you. I think what is offered to you is the same Jesus who met that Samaritan woman at the well. You noticed he didn't care if she was a Samaritan, kind of natural enemies of the Jews. He didn't care if she had five husbands and the one she was living with was not her husband. He didn't care if she went to the wrong temple or didn't worship at all. All he cared about was the chance to give her living water. Living water makes us come alive, even if we're as dry and parched as Southern California was before the rains. Living water slakes our thirst for something more. Living water comes from the wellsprings of life. How do we get it? The same way the Samaritan woman did. We ask for it. We believe in it. We accept it, as she did. A fellow named Jeffrey Bruno, who was raised a Catholic, had lost his faith in God many years ago. But he reached a point in his life when he was thirsty and dry. He wanted to finally prove that God does not exist. So he started something special. He went to Mass every day, and this is what he said when he got to church. "Hi, you know I don't love you, and it probably doesn't matter anyway, because you probably don't exist, but here I am. Amen." Bruno went through that ritual for 80 days. That's twice as long as Lent. For 80 days, he went to church and said the same thing. Then something happened. He said, "All I can say is, God touched me. I felt a presence that completely overwhelmed my senses, and I experienced it. Love, joy, peace, completeness." If you don't believe in God, or you don't think he doesn't exist, Bruno said, seek him out. Put your intellectual stuff to the side for a moment and generously seek him. Because if you find Christ, you will know joy. He will reshape you in ways you could never have imagined. In other words, bring an empty bucket. The same Jesus who spoke to that Samaritan woman long ago is here with us today in our Eucharist. The same Jesus that spoke to her and who touched Jeffrey Bruno. And strangely enough, he is the one who asks for a drink, just like he asked the Samaritan woman. What he is looking for is our faith in him. And that's the irony. His thirst is satisfied when he offers himself for us to drink, if we are thirsty enough to want it. It would be so sad if we left church today with an empty bucket when it could have been filled to the brim. Amen. So, what's in your bucket?